Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about part two of our discussion on stimulating your small town's economy. Hello, I'm Amy Myers, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Rachel Carter, Mississippi State University Extension Community Development Specialist. Rachel, we've talked a lot about this in the past few weeks. What are the vital characteristics to successful community development?
Well, Amy, first we have to talk about what is community development, because you have to have community development before you can have successful economic development. And community development is really that process of how you get a community moving and the networks that are built to make that community stronger. There are several key components that must be present to have successful community development that lasts. First and foremost, you've got to have a catalyst, and that's someone that keeps everything in motion and who takes responsibility for seeing the project through, building relationships, and keeping things organized. It's very important. Second, you have to have some kind of an organizational structure. For example, a volunteer group, an economic development association, or an agency that's in charge of what's going to happen. Next, you have to have an ability to build relationships and partnerships. This is where the catalyst comes in, and it's so important that that central person or organization reaches out to partners and builds those relationships so that you can have community buy-in. And of course, you have to have some resources and opportunity. This is sometimes tough in rural areas. You have to be very strategic for success.
And how do you decide who needs to be involved?
Well, determining partners can be tough, but the key is to figure out who has a stake in what you're trying to achieve. For example, a local hospital, an insurance company, and a school teacher might all have a stake in the health care quality in the community, but so would local business owners and maybe even your farmers.
What do you mean by that?
Well, for example, you could improve the health care quality in the community if a local hospital began buying produce or milk from an area farmer. The insurance company would benefit because the health in the community improves. And then the teacher could educate her students on how to eat healthy by visiting the hospital and the farm. Then it could get even better when the hospital is recognized for being high quality and patients choose to go there instead of somewhere else. And the local businesses would benefit from visitors coming to the town because they have great health care in the community.
Okay, so we've all heard about using your assets. What is the asset approach when working to improve economic development?
The asset approach is so very important, especially to us in rural communities, but it's very simple. Just think about all the unique qualities in your town. For example, what are your natural resources? What are the local talents of the people that live in your community? What are the physical structures, the homes, the buildings? And what is the culture of your town? What was it built on? And why do people live there? You have to ask that question. Why would somebody choose to live in this town rather than somewhere else? And that's how you find out what those assets are. And then what you have to do is think about how can you use these items to meet local challenges, very much like putting together a puzzle. And creativity is crucial.
Yes, and it has to involve much more than just having shopping centers and, you know, businesses and stuff like that. There has to be something that can stand the test of time, right?
Yes, exactly. Those assets and unique qualities in a community could be anything from your local park to maybe your local storyteller or an artist that lives in the local area that might want to give back to the community. Those can be very unique ways to create community and economic development in your town.
Okay, and that goes into deciding what makes your town unique as well and what it has to offer in the story and the history of it. What are some types of partnerships that can be built to generate economic development?
Just a couple of ideas. How about seeing a group of local businesses, elected officials, and a retirement group working together to create a training program for workforce development? These folks could get together and teach computer skills or hospitality skills to people who are trying to enter the workforce. Another idea is how about a group of volunteers forming an association, buying vacant property? Then if there's an industry group that wants to support the community development of the community, working with them to finance and write a grant to help clean up the storefronts. And then you can work with state agencies to apply for funding to renovate the space. The group rents the space out to small businesses, and then that's a way to give back to that community because maybe that community didn't have a lot of space for entrepreneurs, and that's very common.
Right, and using what you already have rather than tearing things down and building something new is really important. If we have questions about small town economic development, who do we contact?
Well, the best way is to contact your Mississippi State University Extension County office in your local county, Mississippi State University County Extension agent, and they can put you in touch with the right people to help you solve whatever problems you're looking at in your community.
Today, we've been speaking with Rachel Carter, Community Development Specialist. I'm Amy Myers, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.